Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from G.
Hi friends, exclamation point. I've got what's hopefully a fun, or at least not repetitive, one for you to answer, if you're up for it. In those moments where we struggle to come up with a prediction, especially for logical reasoning, are there questions that you suggest we ask ourselves to at least get us moving on something? The origin of this question is some of my class sessions lately, where sometimes I'll just read a question completely blank, reread it once or twice, and then have this moment where I go, okay, but so I don't really have anything to say about this. What the hell do I do now? Does not having a reaction to the passage mean that I don't actually understand it?
Yeah, mostly.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of the passages on the LSAT are weird, wonky, right? There's just something stupid about them. And even when they're not stupid, that's when I'm surprised. I'm like, wait, I think that argument actually makes sense. And that itself is a reaction, right?
Right.
Anyways, G continues, I literally always... that's underlined, screw up when I get lazy and go back to the old test-taking method of just looking for the answer. I know, bad. So I really need to not do that. But when I have no prediction or reaction, at least not at first, what do I do to go back to backtrack and come up with something? Any guidance on how to get out of those frozen moments would be awesome. Thanks so much. Well, yeah, first, I mean, I think you're diagnosing your own problem. First and foremost, understand each sentence. I mean, when G said, what, I reread it once or twice? That sounds like totally. Rereading the whole passage. Like, you need to be catching your lack of reaction mid-first sentence, end of first sentence at the latest. There's some reaction, like, okay, that sounds like that sentence comports with my understanding of the world, or no, that's weird. Why is this person saying that? It's going to be at least one of those two reactions.
Yeah, you got to chew your fucking food, man. Students just keep shoveling more in without chewing it. And then they just essentially, gee, what's happening when you don't have any reaction at all? You just like you stuffed your mouth full of food. You haven't chewed it. Like you're just you're going to like choke on it is basically what's going to happen. I rarely reread arguments.
No. Yeah, but I reread sentences all the time.
Exactly. I will reread sentences, especially the first sentence, especially the first half of the first sentence.
Yeah.
Because, and that's the equivalent of taking a reasonable bite and chewing it thoroughly before you take another bite.
You're like an animal that has been placed in it, dropped into a new environment, right? Like you got to like look around and be like, okay, where the hell am I? What is going on here? Maybe that's not the best analogy because I imagine most animals in that situation are terrified, but and you don't need to be terrified, but you need to like figure out what's going on. And that's why we spend so much time on that first sentence. Sometimes it's just orienting yourself. Like what are we talking about now? Yeah.
Gee, you know, there's two things going on. We don't read the question first. So we're just assessing, we're going to attack the passage every time. I'm expecting there to be an argument. I'm expecting the argument to be bullshit. So I'm expecting it kind of to not make sense. Like I'm expecting them to say something stupid, but I'm going to read everything very carefully and I'm going to give them credit for their facts. They are going to present evidence. Even when they do make a bad argument, they're going to present evidence and then they're going to make a dumb conclusion based on that evidence.
Yeah.
That's the most common pattern that we see on the LSAT. That's what I'm looking for here is like, well, what's your evidence? What dumbass conclusion are you going to try to make from that? And I start that process immediately. First sentence, first half of the first sentence. Okay, what is this? Are you starting with your conclusion? Are you starting with a premise? What's going on? What are you doing to me here? What's your point? And I'm going to understand it independent of itself. Then when I start reading additional premises, and by the way, sometimes that can be two premises in the first sentence, or it can be a premise and a conclusion in the first sentence. There's lots of stuff they can do in just one sentence, but I'm going to be looking at the pieces and parts. I'm going to be understanding each one of those pieces and parts, and I'm going to be looking to synthesize. But many times it's going to be like, wait, what now? You have this evidence and this conclusion? Huh? You're trying to conclude this from this evidence?
Yeah.
And at that point, I know it sounds like I'm confused, but I'm confused in the television detective way, like Columbo, you know, the bumbling cop who's just coming in, scratching his head like, what? There's just what I just don't understand. Mm-hmm. I need to ask this one question. And of course, it's like that question is like the solution to the mystery, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what we're doing. And man, if you're not confused, then you're just not like having no reaction whatsoever. That means you didn't, you just don't even know what's there. Yeah. Now, some percentage of the time, you know, I'm going to get done with it and I'm going to go, well, I didn't see any conclusion in this.
Sure. Sometimes this seems just like a bunch of facts.
Every brick house has a front yard. Every front yard has two stories. Oh, wait, that question actually does have an argument in it, I think. Yeah, it does. It concludes so most of the whatever. Anyway, point is, they could just give fun facts about whatever.
Sure.
At which point I go, but even then, I'm going to be looking to combine things together.
Yeah, like, what can I deduce from this? What must be true given the facts that you've given me? Yeah.
If you told me, you know, like, all Northerners hate the Lannisters and Jon Snow is a Northerner, you know, then I'm immediately going to go, oh, well, Jon Snow, a Northerner, all Northerners hate Lannisters, so Jon Snow must hate Lannisters.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be doing that, like, as I read.
It's active reading. It's like putting together what the person is saying on your own so that if the person then goes ahead and draws a conclusion or not, but if they do, you already know whether it's good or bad because you've come to your own conclusion.
Right. Yeah. G, I think the best thing for G is you got to stop reading the whole passage and you got to instead start reading one sentence at a time. What did you say, Ben? Your job is not to comprehend the passage.
That's right. It's to comprehend the first sentence.
It's to comprehend the first sentence.
Yep.
And you could break that down even further. If the first sentence is intimidating, your job is not to comprehend the first sentence. Your job is to comprehend the first part of the first sentence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you've got to. So yeah, maybe. So that's, I think this is actually probably a pretty common thing. G, thank you for writing in daily at lsatdemon.com. By the way, if you want to submit anything for the show, please do that. We don't get enough emails. Daily at lsatdemon.com. G's question has got to be super, super common among our students, mm-hmm. among all students.
Sure.
Well,
I've experienced it in class. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
They just do that. They go, let me just read the whole passage. I'm just going to read the whole thing. And they get to the end and absolutely nothing has gone in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what did they say there? And they go, and then they go back and they start rereading from the beginning.
Yep.
And it's like, well, okay. Nothing at all went in. You have to start making sense of this test. The test makes sense, but it's your job to make sense of it. And so you have to fucking get in there. Like, you got to dig in.
Yeah. I was going to say the next level of that. So you're referring to the folks, and there's a lot of them, who aren't paying attention, right? And then it's like a different level of not paying attention. You have the folks that are paying attention. They know what was said, but for whatever reason, they seem to be asleep. It's like, hey, the passage just told you that this forest is about to be irreversibly damaged. And that's because they're planting trees in that forest.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm like,
yeah.
What do you think of that? Does that make sense to you? I mean, to me, that sounds like a...
Right.
It doesn't make sense. If you're planting trees, the forest would probably benefit. So now I'm expecting some sort of paradox or some sort of, you know, question that tries to explain why that's happening. And everybody seems to be like snoozing. No reaction.
100%.
Anyway.
Yeah. You've got to wake up. Mm-hmm. And you've got to give them credit for their evidence, but not give them credit for their conclusions. you've got to be ready to pounce on that conclusion. Mm-hmm. Even sometimes it's the first sentence, you know, the first, it could, like the, your argument that you just made, they could have started with the forest is about to be irreversibly damaged.
Yeah.
And you could be like, oh, well, okay, I'm not sure if that's evidence or conclusion, but you should be willing, if that turns out to be the conclusion of the argument, you're going to be calling bullshit, right? You're going to look for an opportunity to say, well, it doesn't have to be irrevocably damaged.
Like it's never coming back. Like that's quite the claim.
How could you possibly make that prediction about literally infinitely into the future?
Yep.
Right. Anyway, yeah. Maybe enough for G.
Yep.
We could go on all day with that one. That was a good one, G.
Yeah, thanks.
Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.